Hello everyone, my name is Tammy Lam and you're listening to the Craving Crimes podcast sponsored by the Criminology and Criminal Justice Collective at the University of Michigan Dearborn. We're so excited to have you join us today as we talk about the University of Idaho murders. Before we delve into the events surrounding the murders, let's take a closer look at the main suspect, Brian Koberger. Born on November 21st, 1994 in Pennsylvania, Brian was the only son in the family with two older sisters. Brian's academic journey began at Northampton University Community College, where he earned an associate's degree in psychology, demonstrating an early interest in understanding human behavior. He pursued further studies and obtained his bachelor's degree from DeSales University in 2020. At the time of the attack in 2022, he was a graduate PhD criminology student and a teaching assistant at the Washington State University Pullman campus located in Pullman, Idaho. Now, let's shed some light on the four unfortunate victims of his crime. Our first victim is Madison Mogan, born May 25, 2001 in Eugene, Oregon. She was an only child who shared a special bond with her best friend and our next victim, Kaylee Gonzalez. Kaylee was born June 8, 2001 in Wrentham, Idaho. She was the middle child of five and was known for her social personality and great sense of fashion. Next is Zanna Carnotal and Ethan Chapin. The pair were in a relationship at the time of the attack. Zanna was born July 5, 2002 in Post Falls, Idaho. She had an older sister and was described as positive and spontaneous. Ethan Chapin was born October 28, 2002. He was a triplet and enjoyed all types of sports. He was a member of the Sigma Chi fraternity and did not live in the off-campus house. Moving on to some background information, the attack occurred at an off-campus house in Moscow, Idaho. There were a total of five people who lived in the house: Madison Mogan, Kaylee Gonsalves, Dylan Mortensen, Zanna Carnotal, and Bethany Funk. They were all students at the University of Idaho. The floor plan of the house is as follows. The first floor had the front door and two bedrooms, but only one was occupied by Bethany Funk. The second floor had a kitchen, living room, glass sliding doors that led to the back, and two bedrooms occupied by Dylan Mortensen and Zanna Carnotal. The third floor had a sliding glass door that led to the balcony and two bedrooms occupied by Madison Mogan and Kaylee Gonsalves. The two people that were not harmed in this attack were Dylan Mortensen and Bethany Funk. This nightmare begins on November 12, 2022. The University of Idaho had just held its last home football game of the season. At 1:45 a.m., Zanna and Ethan left the Sigma Chi fraternity house and walked to Zanna's off-campus house, a short five-minute walk away. Meanwhile, Kaylee and Madison enjoyed their night out at the Corner Club around 1:30 a.m. They were last seen on a live stream ordering food from a popular food truck called the Grub Truck, before being dropped off at their house by a rideshare app around 1:57 a.m. By 2 a.m., all the roommates, including Ethan Chapin, were safely inside the house. It is believed that the assailant entered the house possibly through the third floor around this time. Inside the house on the third floor, Madison and Kaylee were both asleep on Madison's bed, with Kaylee on the inside and Madison on the outside. The assailant first attacked Madison, then Kaylee woke up and was subsequently killed. Around the same time, Zanna received a DoorDash order. Her phone was active on TikTok at 4:12 a.m. Not long after, a security camera from a nearby house captured a noise coming from Zanna's room, possibly a thud, at 4:17 a.m. Dylan Mortensen, one of the roommates, later told police that she heard crying coming from Zanna's room along with a male voice comforting her, saying, "It's okay, I'm going to help you." Dylan bravely opened her door and saw a man dressed in black, wearing a black mask with bushy eyebrows. Fortunately, the assailant did not harm Dylan and continued to the back of the house, eventually leaving through the glass sliding doors. Dylan locked herself in her room and called 911 over 8 hours later. Tragically, all victims were predicted to have been murdered sometime between 4 a.m. and 4:25 a.m. As investigators combed through evidence at the scene, they uncovered crucial clues that would lead to the arrest of Brian Koberger. The murder weapon was determined to be a military-style K-bar knife by autopsy reports, but it was never found. However, its sheath was left on the bed next to Madison's body. Investigators discovered a small trace of DNA on the knife's sheath, which they believe belonged to the killer. Despite efforts to match it in the national database, no conclusive match was found. Surveillance footage from nearby cameras revealed a white vehicle driving past the house three times around 3:30 a.m., less than an hour before the murders began. This vehicle was identified as a white 2011 to 2013 Hyundai Elantra, which became the focal point of the investigation as they asked the public to submit tips or any information that they had. Washington State Police made a breakthrough when they identified a vehicle matching the description parked in graduate housing at Washington State University, which belonged to Brian Koberger. The connection was solidified after police pulled Koberger's picture from his license plate. The distinctive bushy eyebrows matched the description provided by surviving roommate Dylan Warrenson. After receiving a warrant, authorities were able to track Koberger's cell phone activity from the morning of the attack. His phone was last connected to the network at 2:45 a.m. in Pullman, Washington, shortly before the white vehicle was spotted leaving the parking lot. About 2 hours later, the phone reconnected and was pinging south of Moscow. It continued until reaching Pullman, Idaho, where it first disconnected. Police speculate that he purposely turned off the phone to evade location tracking. However, his phone revealed that he had previously been near or around the house on 12 separate occasions before the murders. The case took a dramatic turn on December 15, 2022, after the fall academic semester at Washington State had ended. Koberger and his father drove back to Pennsylvania in his white Elantra. On the way there, the pair had been stopped twice by state police for traffic violations. After arriving at their home in Albright, Pennsylvania state troopers collected trash containing DNA, which they tested against the DNA found on the sheath. The results concluded that the DNA from the trash had a high probability of belonging to the biological father of the DNA on the sheath. This discovery led to Koberger's arrest on December 20, 2022. On January 4, 2023, Brian Koberger was extradited from Pennsylvania to Idaho to face trial. The very next day, on January 5, 2023, Koberger was formally charged with 4 counts of murder in the first degree and felony burglary. Fast forward to Koberger's arraignment on May 22, 2023, he chose to stand silent, so the judge entered a non-guilty plea on his behalf. The trial date was tentatively set for October 2, 2023. However, on August 23, 2023, Koberger waived his right to a speedy trial. Consequently, the trial was postponed indefinitely, with a trial date yet to be set. Speculations regarding the trial date points toward a potential trial in 2025. Now let's explore some theories that have surfaced online. The first theory says that the assailant may have initially intended to target one individual, but tragically ended up taking the lives of 4 victims. It is possible that the assailant did not anticipate Kaylee sleeping in Madison's room, resulting in an unexpected confrontation that escalated into violence. Moving on, there's speculation that the assailant may have encountered Zanna, who was receiving her DoorDash order at the time of the attack. Dylan Morrison reported hearing someone, potentially the assailant, attempting to confront Zanna amidst the chaos. The method of entry into the home remains a mystery, with various theories proposing different scenarios. Did the assailant climb to the third floor balcony, enter through the first floor or the second floor, or perhaps gain access to the house before the attack? Dylan Morrison reported hearing someone upstairs playing with the dog, suggesting the assailant may have entered through the third floor. However, conflicting arguments point to the absence of evidence such as climbing marks or footprints, leaving room for speculation and debate. Finally, a chilling theory proposes that the assailant may have been inside of the house before the attack. This theory, if true, adds a layer of horror to an already tragic situation. On December 23, 2023, the off-campus house was demolished. University President Scott Green said, "While we appreciate the emotional connection some family members of the victims may have to this house, it is time for its removal and to allow the collective healing of our community to continue." Thank you so much for following me today as we discuss the University of Idaho murders. Be sure to follow the Criminology and Criminal Justice Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at CCJCUMD. For any questions about today's podcast, please contact our president, Peyton Henry, via email, peytoh@umich.edu.